from KQED.
Good morning. This is the California Report. I'm Stephen Cuevas. The San Francisco Police Department is one of many law enforcement agencies across the country mired in controversy and wrestling with reform. Now the department has a roadmap, thanks to a scathing report from the U.S. Department of Justice's Office of Community-Oriented Policing Services. Details from KQED's Alex Emsley.
Bigoted text messages swapped by police and a string of fatal police shootings, most killing people of color. Add all that to long-standing, huge racial disparities in who gets stopped, searched, and arrested in San Francisco, and you get some idea of the climate the feds found in February when they launched what appears to be the most comprehensive review of its type to date. DOJ Cops Office Director Ron Davis says the report on the SFPD could serve as a blueprint for other departments.
This, in many cases, validate that which many people knew, that which many people have experienced, many officers have complained about, the chiefs have been trying to deal with for years. The next great challenge is, can we implement 272 recommendations? This has got to be their guiding document.
The review found shoddy use of force investigations, systemic bias, and broken data collection, to name just a few deficiencies. City and police department leadership have committed to implementing all of the DOJ's recommendations. For the California Report, I'm Alex Emsley.
Black Americans cemented their right to vote 51 years ago with passage of the Voting Rights Act. In the 1920s, women broke down barriers to the ballot box, but only in the last 30 years have homeless Americans done the same. With upcoming ballot measures in L.A. and San Francisco that could have a big impact on their lives, there's renewed effort to ensure those without a home or at risk of homelessness at least have a vote. People like Billy Cunningham. He's been eligible to vote almost as long as he's lived in San Francisco.
I've been here over 40 years. Came to San Francisco about 10 or 11.
Cunningham, who's African-American, says not even the chance to vote for America's first black president could move him.
Never really been into voting, just politics and none of that.
Cunningham fell on hard times a while back, was homeless for a time. And now he's living in a single-room occupancy hotel operated by Episcopal Community Services of San Francisco. He also enrolled in a civics course offered by the nonprofit.
This is where our critical reading comes in.
Voting came up one day, and I registered to vote in class.
Yeah, Billy became a first-time voter and I'll say this because we're the same age, very mature adult.
Catherine Powell is Billy's teacher.
I really like the fact that Billy's a voter and is sort of spreading that enthusiasm to other students.
Sound like a politician saying that.
But we all know that in order to be compassionate.
Powell's civics course includes discussion of voting rights, how to read an election manual, that kind of thing. It's designed for people who are homeless or, like Billy, just getting back on their feet.
Yes, a lot of people just haven't had the chance to be engaged or somehow thought that their vote wouldn't matter.
Not only does their vote matter, say advocates, but you can cast that ballot even if you have no fixed address.
So luckily, you can.
Pete White is the executive director of the LA Community Action Network, or LA CAN. He says people can list a shelter or a public park that they sleep in. They don't even need to be that specific.
On the voter registration affidavit, right under address, it says address or cross streets.
Last month, volunteers wrapped up a 30-day voter registration project in Skid Row, stretch of downtown, home to a big concentration of shelters and other services. They went tent to tent, person to person, with clipboards and voter applications. This month, LA CAN is trying to locate already registered voters to make sure they can vote if they want to. Voters like this man.
So, yeah, so tell me your full name again.
I'm General T.C. Timothy Clark Alexander. T.C. Alexander.
T.C. Alexander lives in a tent on the sidewalk, just outside the offices of LA CAN. After he feeds his dog some lunch, we duck inside the building to get away from the street noise.
Are you interviewing now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, how long have you been out here in Skid Row?
Man, back and forth, you know, like
a long time. 80, even so, Alexander rarely misses the chance to vote. He tells me when he was a kid, he joined his mom on voter registration drives across L.A.
You know, I'm going with my mother downtown, anywhere, you know, at an outing, a concert. She was educating me about the Voting Rights Act of 1965.
He also joined more recent demonstrations that helped spur California to revise its voter eligibility rules in the 1980s.
You don't need ID to vote. Why should you have an address to vote? You had to fight for everything. So we had to fight for that right for homeless people, excuse my chair for squeaking, the right to vote as citizens of the United States.
There's about 500,000 homeless people nationwide, an estimated 28,000 in the city of Los Angeles alone. And many are watching this election closely. There's a $1.2 billion bond measure on the L.A. ballot that supporters hope will spur construction of up to 10,000 units of permanent supportive housing. And in San Francisco, voters are weighing Proposition Q. It aims to crack down on makeshift homeless encampments by requiring people to move into a shelter if space is available.
You know what I'm saying? Put them in jail and make money off of them.
Right.
Prop Q made for a lively discussion during that civics class at Episcopal Community Services. It was Billy Cunningham's first chance to consider its pros and cons.
The city does need to be cleaned up, but where are you going to put these people? There's only 4 or 5 shelters, and I know they're overcrowded. I'd rather walk over people than to have people just pushed aside and no telling what you're going to do with them.
Cunningham says he hadn't really planned to launch a one-man voter drive, but there is this friend of his, a Vietnam vet who's homeless.
I believe he prefers to live on the streets. Why, I don't know, but I believe he is a registered voter.
So maybe he'll start there.
Thanks to Lacey Roberts for her production help on this story.
Support for the California Report comes from Wharton San Francisco's Executive MBA program, delivering a rigorous academic experience immersed in the unique Bay Area ecosystem and access to a globally connected network. Wharton.upenn.edu. Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org. And the James Irvine Foundation, expanding economic and political opportunity for Californians who are working but struggling with poverty. More at irvine.org.
And that's the California Report for Thursday, October 13th, a production of KQED Public Radio. From KQED's Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Stephen Cuevas.